St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Hey, what a difference a week makes.
Yes.
So last week at this time, well, we had not started yet.
No, we were still driving.
We were going to our very first ever live on location gig. We had not ever done that before. And of course, and last Friday was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So if it could go wrong, it did go wrong.
Yep.
Or would go wrong.
No, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't so bad. But we were late. We didn't get started until about 6:15, 6:18, something like that. You know, had to fight traffic going from over here in little old Seminole all the way over to Tampa to the Brass Mug, where we did our live remote.
Yes, very exciting.
It was exciting.
A lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. But once we got set up and it started, it truly was an experience. It was hot as hell.
Yes.
But that was, you know, that was at some point, I think I kind of got used to the heat. Because it's almost, you ever heard you're so hot, you had chills?
Yeah.
I think at one point during the show, I was like, is it getting cooler out here?
No, it's just because you were soaking wet. Your clothes
wet.
Were drenched.
Right. I know that I had puddles of sweat inside my earphones.
Yes.
Which was kind of gross.
A little bit of swamp ass.
Yeah, a little bit of swamp ass. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. We were over there at the Brass Mug in Tampa to see some kick-ass death metal music. Ty's band, Deceptive Intruder, played one of, how many bands, Ty? Five?
I think five.
Five bands. You were next to last to go on.
Yeah.
So that made
a big deal.
Yeah, because you're a big deal. And that made for a late evening for us. I don't think we got home until about 1:30.
About 1:30.
In the morning, Saturday morning. Very good. Very good shows. We had a couple really good and fun interviews with two lead singers from two different bands. One was a Grim Reality.
Yeah.
That guy's name was Darren. He was fun to talk to. And then the other guy's name was Noah, and he was from Blistering
Defilement.
Yes.
that name, I don't like that name. Blistering Defilement.
They're a little graphic.
He's heady. Yeah. He's a very smart dude. He didn't he say that he was in like the intelligence division in the Army, and now that he's a civilian, actually has some sort of a intelligence kind of job.
Yeah, well, and he was a great lead singer. He was fantastic on stage.
Yeah, he was. He had a great stage presence.
Great performance.
Somebody who does not look the part.
No.
As a matter of fact, when we were looking for people to interview for the show, I saw him standing out. We were all out on the back porch. That's where we were set up. And I see this guy, and I'm like, well, do you want to talk on the show? Not knowing that he was even part of a band.
Right.
Because he just didn't have that look. And he came on over, and sure enough, lead singer of Blistering Defilement, and very good, very well-spoken and smart.
Lots of baritone.
Yes.
He had a radio voice.
Yeah, had a great, and a face for radio as well. unlike me. I should be in pictures.
You right. should be in pictures, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, listen, if at any time during this program you want to give us a call, please do so. All you got to do is call 727-498-05, almost forgot the number, 727-498-0502. Or if you don't want to call into a radio show, if you're a little bit shy, all you have to do is tweet us at MarcoRadioShow1. We will get to either your phone call or your tweet directly.
Yes.
We would do it as fast as humanly possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and next weekend, right. hopefully next Friday,
yeah.
we'll be broadcasting again
in Tampa.
Live on location.
Live on location, everybody.
At Pegasus. It used to be Pegasus Lounge.
Right.
And now I forget what the name of it is. Pegasus something.
Whatever. It's Pegasus. It's a place where there's going to be death metal.
Yes.
Death
another.
Ty, does this show have a name, like a theme?
I don't think so.
How many bands are going to be there next week?
Quite a few. I think this might be 7 or 8.
Wow. So another late night, especially if you guys are going to be playing toward the end mm-hmm. of the evening.
Yes.
I think that's exciting that you guys are playing at the end of these evenings because what that tells me is, like you said a minute ago, you guys are getting to be a big deal.
We're making some waves.
I'm so impressed with the death metal community. I think I mentioned this last week on the show when we were talking to those couple of guys from the other bands, is that I'm very impressed with the death metal community because I think to a lot of outsiders, I think they would automatically think death metal. It's got to be a bunch of hooligans,
right.
a bunch of dirty hippies or whatever, you know. But
it is.
Well, the people dress a little different. But for the most part, everybody is really nice.
Yeah,
everybody is very supportive. All of the bands stick around and support the other bands. I think that's fantastic. There's no, like, band rivalry. I've not seen it. I mean, maybe there
is. Not too much.
They're a community.
Right.
And they support each other, and it's really cool to see.
I mean, it makes me very happy when I see the bands supporting your band, mm-hmm. Deceptive Intruder, because we've been watching you guys perform from the very beginning.
Yeah,
we haven't missed a show yet.
No,
and we've seen the progression, and it's phenomenal. I'm telling you,
come see them while you can.
I truly believe this that before long, you guys are going to be getting on the plane, heading over to Europe or something like that.
I hope so.
That would be so cool. Or buying a rock star bus and touring the United States.
We were invited to go to Mexico. We're trying to figure that out.
Oh, don't go to Mexico.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Mexico. You know, they're going to build a wall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that.
They're going to wait till we're over there.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
No, stop.
Right. Anyway, let's see. Here in the studio this evening, I have the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
Great.
Mm-hmm. You look great.
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 Yeah.
All right. Still unemployed, but looking.
Shut up.
Still looking unemployed.
I got a little something we're going to talk about later. It's a new business opportunity here in the downtown St. Petersburg area. It has to do with driving electric cars.
Cool.
And I think you're going to be working for tips.
Fun.
It might be fun.
Maybe.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
You might get mugged.
You might get mugged.
Well, you buy a gun.
Not downtown St. Pete. It's full of hipsters. We talked about that last week on the show. It's St. Petersburg is like a mecca for hipsters. And I told Ty that he fit right in because I gave the definition of hipsters. And basically, it's somebody trying to stick with the local trends or the off-the-wall trends. Death metal.
Death metal.
Right. Sort of to not go along with the...
Have you heard hipster music?
I'm sure it sounds a lot like death metal.
They don't do death metal.
That goofy acoustic camp music.
Yeah.
Everybody's always whistling.
This is the only only hipster song I know, Ty.
Uh-huh, yeah. The hipsters would love that.
This is this song is out by Deceptive Hipsters. Anyway,
I can't wait till that CD is ready.
Soon.
Yeah, when are you going to get a CD?
We're working on it.
I mean, you can't get famous until you have something pressed.
Well, we're going into the studio soon.
As soon as they get off tour. All right. You know, it'll be another month or so.
Yeah.
Before we're done driving all over Florida.
Also in the studio this evening is my blushing bride. Stephanie, you came home this evening with one of the, well, two of the largest food items I've ever seen in my life. One was probably the biggest pizza I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
And that stromboli that was like 3 feet long by about a foot and a half wide.
I mean,
who did they think you were feeding?
Well, I ordered the large, you know, because I didn't know.
Did you say that you were going to a One Buck Place and feeding the Buccaneers?
The Buccaneers. And I got Hannah her own pizza.
How big was that? I didn't even see that.
It was good size. It was 9-inch cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. I stopped at Risotto's Pizzeria on my way home. And the mammoth pizza that Mark was referring to was, what's it called? Hold on. I got to find it on the menu now. I'll find it on the one I actually highlighted. That would help.
Well, I'm nicknaming it Big Ass Pizza.
It was the...
it'll give you a big ass.
The Sicilian pizza, the house special. And it said it was 16 by 16.
Yeah, I think it's bigger than that.
I think it's bigger than that.
I mean, that thing came out looking like a flat screen TV.
Oh, my God.
It was big.
beautiful and delicious.
A big, deep, cheesy flat screen TV.
Delicious. Risotto's Pizzeria is located at 11334 Seminole Boulevard.
Yeah.
And if you want to call ahead, their number is 727-392-8852. You will not go hungry.
How did we miss Risotto's when we were doing our best pizza of the area contest?
I don't know, but I'm glad I found them.
That would have been top three anyway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good. Delicious.
Yep. Also in the studio this evening is my boy, newly licensed.
To kill.
Licensed to kill. Yeah. So here's the thing. Tygen, you're 28 years old.
Yeah.
You got your driver's license for the very first time this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I respect.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. It goes against norms, but.
I'm not normal.
No. Right. So it's perfect for you.
Uh-huh.
It was a sort of a labor of love, kind of. This was, you know, you hear people going and taking the bar exam to become an attorney, and a lot of them don't make it the first time, and sometimes it'll take them for that magic third time to get there, you know, pass the bar, much like it took you the third time to get your driver's.
Well, the first time the lady was high.
Yeah, she was right. Not with it. I mean, she told us the wrong amount of money, right. And I mean, she couldn't get out.
And when we were back this last time, she had a guy out with a broken windshield.
Right, which you're not allowed to do. You can't show up. The first thing they charge you for, which is $6.25, is an inspection on your vehicle. To make sure that it's safe to be on the road.
Right.
If your vehicle doesn't pass,
you don't get to take the test.
No.
Right.
So, yeah, she's touched. Yeah. But
tried to have me drive the wrong way down the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that time was crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
Well, second time you were home pretty quick, too. That one didn't last very long.
I didn't sleep enough. I hit a cone. I don't care. Like you've never hit anything.
Yeah, right.
What was my advice to you if they started acting like they weren't going to pass you this time? I said, okay, just do the automatic door locks and say, we're going for a ride. You don't have a choice.
I was hoping we'd get far enough into the course that they'd like want me to go park, and I'd be like, no, get out.
Walk back.
Get out. You're not going to pass me. Get out. Right. Anyway, so that's exciting news. And I have noticed a difference in you, Ty, since you've gotten your driver's license. You just got it.
Now
what?
You're a douche.
You just got it Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
You seem to be, well, you're walking taller. You got a little bit of a
Well, I got my back to pop really good the other day. That was super.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a an edge to you, you know.
Well, I'm driving. I'm cranky.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
there's a lot of assholes out there.
I just think that this is going to open up a whole new world to you, a world that I guess you kind of knew existed, but until you're actually doing it yourself, you don't really realize
the freedom. Well, I had
the scooter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I drove for a while without a license because I'm a rebel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just so you know, Tuesday night, I had a nightmare that I was driving the car. And then all of a sudden, I was in the back seat, and the cars in front of me were stopping, and I couldn't reach the steering wheel or the brake. I'm trying to climb to get to the pedals.
Right.
Well, and that's normal.
I know. Yeah, right. But I know it was directly related to you getting your license.
Mm-hmm. And so when do you suppose you're going to make your first, your maiden highway trip?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That
we'll
took
see.
Me like 2 years, honestly.
We'll see.
I was so afraid of the highway.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean,
great.
I don't blame you. I mean, especially here, you get on 275 and people are going 100 miles an hour. And
that's the best part.
It's
now.
Just crazy.
And weaving in and out of traffic. Mm-hmm.
I was listening to one of these radio shows that I listen to every day, and they said that they had, they were talking to one of the new sheriffs. I think his name is Cronister or something like that.
What
was his last name? It's Chronic. No, it's Cronister. Anyway.
That's not, I mean, what kind of Star Wars is that?
What do you mean?
Cronister.
It's a last name. Anyway, so.
For who?
For this guy, this new sheriff. So anyway, he was talking about that earlier that day he had pulled over a lady who had like two or three of her kids in the car. She was going 98 miles an hour on like an I-4, right?
Jesus.
And he says, you know, I really think that tickets are too expensive. He goes, this would have been easily like a $400 ticket. And he goes, so I didn't give her one. He
what?
Goes, because the people that are going to pay for that really are the kids that aren't going to get to go to Disney World. Apparently, they were on their way to Disney World, right? So it's like, well, but wait a minute.
But
what about the rest of us who are trying to survive?
Well, he said that, you know, I had a stern conversation with her. And once I realized that, you know, she understood what I was talking about, that we were on the same page, I sort of let her go.
Yeah, and you know what? 10 miles down the road, she was doing 102.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm in Cronister County now.
Mm-hmm.
We're tearing it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's softy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I understand. I won't speed.
Well, when I heard that, it was like, wait, you didn't give her a ticket?
Yeah. Yeah. At least gave her a ticket.
She should have to go take the driving test again.
Absolutely.
Within.
I mean, well, the thing is, not only was she going 98 miles an hour, but she had her kids in the car.
Right.
You know.
That's ridiculous.
That's child endangerment.
Yeah.
The most I have ever gone on the highway is 80. I haven't even hit 90. That's excessive.
Well, good. Don't.
No.
Yeah,
there's
don't.
No reason to go that fast.
And I don't even have kids in the car.
80?
So.
You almost have to go 80. If you're in that left lane.
Oh, you're,
and
you
if
have
you're not
to
going
go
80.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're
you're
right
the,
up on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right. Because the speed limit's 70.
Right.
I mean, 80's the cruising speed.
Yeah.
They're on I-4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Bunch of buttholes.
So as I was coming home tonight, I heard, well, you know that we had that Stand Your Ground case that's been going on, I think, since like 2014. That was, what's his name? That old retired police captain who shot the guy in the movie theater.
Right.
Okay, and that thing has yet to be resolved. But now it turns out that there's going to be another Stand Your Ground case here in Florida. And I guess, Steph, you said that the actual shooting happened yesterday evening?
Yes.
Up in Clearwater.
In Clearwater.
Right. And just ridiculous. The whole thing, the way I understand it, is that this guy, his girlfriend or wife, and their little boy, the 5-year-old, pull up to this Quickie Mart. The guy and the little boy get out to go in the store. They're going to buy the little boy a candy bar. But they pulled into the handicap spot.
Right.
Right. Well, this Yahoo comes up and bangs on the window and says, you know, you're not supposed to be in this spot, and starts giving the woman a hard time. She gets out of the car, and, you know, now they're having this verbal confrontation. The boyfriend or husband is in the store, sees this happening, walks out, doesn't really say anything to the guy, and shoves him to the ground.
Right.
He didn't at that point, didn't go after the guy on the ground. He actually, from what I understand, backed up a step or two as to be like, okay, look, we're done. You know, that kind of thing. Well, the guy on the ground, licensed to carry a gun, whips his gun out and shoots the guy in the chest.
Kills him.
Well, the guy ran in the store to get his son, and he died right there, right in front of his son.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
No, that's excessive.
See, it's going to be another one. What?
He was looking for trouble, though.
Who was?
The guy with the gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You can't go around trying to be Batman.
Well, no, he was
looking for
a fight,
for somebody
obviously.
To start something.
At this point, nobody knows. I heard somebody say that he was loitering
and
outside the store.
And how much of a pussy? Somebody pushes you, so your immediate reaction is to shoot him?
Right.
What a puss.
Yeah.
Honestly, balls push up.
Push him
stand
back.
Stand up and push him back or punch him. Well, don't immediately go for your gun. Don't shoot to kill just because you got pushed.
How about this? How about just minding your own business?
Yeah.
It's not up to you. You're not a cop. Yeah. Just because you have a gun and you're licensed to carry it doesn't give you the authority
to
now go and you know, play vigilante.
Right.
No, that's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm going to tell everybody that they can't park in this handicap spot unless they have the placard. Bullshit. It's not up to you.
Yeah, it's not
for
you.
If you've got such a problem with it, you should have gone in the store, told the guy who was running the store, and then that guy could have called the police.
Right.
Or something.
There's
but it's
no
not
need
up to you to get in anybody's face.
Exactly. Right.
I think if you get in somebody's face, well, you're to blame.
Yep.
You put yourself in that situation.
Definitely.
Exactly.
And you put that self.
You knew the risk.
Well, you put yourself in that situation knowing that you were armed to kill.
Right.
Yep. And you didn't have any problem shooting somebody.
Right.
Right. And that's sickening. The fact that, I mean, this guy.
He probably lives in
that
a
just
condo.
He just pushed him. You know what I mean? So he's immediately going to kill him. You know, that's aggressive.
I think a lot of people that have the license. No, look, there's a ton of people that are licensed to carry their weapons and things like that that are very responsible. But there's a lot of people out there like this Yahoo that, you know, now all of a sudden.
He gets to be the police.
Yeah, he thinks that his license comes with a badge.
Right.
And it doesn't. And that's crap.
Yeah.
And now there's a young man dead. Died in front of his 5-year-old little boy.
Right.
You know.
No.
Because you had
because of a handicapped parking space.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because you couldn't mind your own business.
There's no.
I think Texas has the right idea.
What's that?
They have open carry for swords.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot less collateral damage you can cause with a sword.
Well, right. You could lop somebody's limbs off.
Right, but you have to mean to do it.
Yeah,
you can't
not,
miss and
it's
like
not an accident.
Kill somebody down the block or something.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he. What if he had missed
right.
and hit the store clerk
or the little boy?
Yeah, he's know? Laying down on the ground,
and
shoots upwards. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. What if he had missed? What if the bullet had gone in the store?
In the store.
Mm-hmm. What if the bullet had gone over the store into the neighborhood behind the store?
Right.
And killed somebody. You know, I mean, you hear about those stories every 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, somebody fires a gun up in the air and it comes down and kills somebody.
No.
So stupid.
Taser, pepper spray, you know, maybe.
Somebody
pushes me down.
Just mind your own business.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That would be a good start.
Yeah, just mind your own business. So.
Yeah. Don't confront
people. Yeah, he started it. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. They should shoot him.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh. That makes it better, doesn't it?
It does.
You know.
Get what you give.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're going to be confrontational,
comes around, comes around.
Yep.
Yeah, you shouldn't Karma's be carrying a gun.
Karma is a bitch. So anyway, that's what I have about that. Now listen, I told you guys, I kind of hinted before the show that I have something that I want you guys to taste.
Yeah, I'm scared.
And I'll give you a little bit of a...
it's frog, isn't it?
No, no.
Probably.
No, it is not frog. I would tell you if it was frog.
Is
no,
it like wouldn't. Some kind of weird animal or bug?
No.
Probably. You sure? know it is.
It's not.
He wouldn't
You're
be so
laughing.
Excited.
It is.
Listen.
That's a yes.
Our friends,
listen.
Our dear friends, Lori and her husband, Donnie, are adventurous. And from time to time, oh they my. Will go to different areas in the state of Florida on like these hunting expeditions.
Is it a snake?
No.
They go camping.
They go camping and things like that. They came across something last weekend on their little field trip.
Did
and,
they kill it?
They killed it.
Oh, no. What is it?
They hunted it down.
Probably a possum or
probably
something.
Probably a squirrel.
But they were with people that knew about this kind of thing, so they actually prepared it, and it's supposedly wonderful. We're going to try it tonight. But before we do, we need to take a break.
Yes.
So okay. when we come back from the break, we'll do this taste test. How about
okay.
that? All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during this program you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our taste test.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, badge out laid off, says he's got a bad call. It's something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man, orders from the DA, look out. What you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows, better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose, keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell, try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail, look out. Gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch a parking meter. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired of peace, success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
All right, everybody, we are back. That was Subterranean Homesick Blues by Bob Dylan. And,
really?
Yeah.
You mean that wasn't anybody but Bob Dylan?
What gave it away? Was it the harmonica? Was it the harmonica that gave it away, Ty?
He invented mumble rap. I have no idea what he's talking about most of the time.
He was the original mumble rapper. probably a lot of people don't know this, but Ty, your middle name, Dylan, is spelled the same way as Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Because of Bob Dylan. I mean,
yes. We had high hopes.
That you'd be a mumble rapper.
I'll go get some tattoos on my face.
He doesn't have any tattoos on his face.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to say Gucci Gang for 3.5 minutes and get $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so
God, I hate society.
Are we feeling brave?
an adventurous.
You don't have to. Look, I've made too much of a buildup on this.
Yes, you have.
I'm telling you, it's not as serious as you think.
Big fried boogers.
I'm gonna try first. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Let me find the.
You
small,
will.
Let me find the smallest one.
No, leave me a small one. Come on.
Okay.
Are they warm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yeah, that didn't look promising.
He's got a strange look on his face.
Ooh, oh, it's hard to swallow.
Tastes like chicken.
Oh, no.
Ty. Here, hold on.
No, Ty, you're up next.
Oh, here, let me try. Oh, crunch, crunch. Oh, delicious. No. Yeah.
Little.
I don't know about that.
All right.
What is it?
Why do I have to play along?
That looks gross.
Did you try it?
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
I passed.
What a puss.
I'll throw up.
No, you won't.
I will.
Yeah, he will. He will.
Go ahead, Anna.
What is it?
I'll have another one.
I was going to say, mine tasted like...
chicken.
Almost like a French fry. I don't think mine had anything inside it.
Mine you was, just got the batter?
Mine was just fried batter. Right. Fried batter.
Go ahead, Anna.
I don't know, man.
Oh, just do it.
Kind of like onion ring batter.
I don't
batter.
Like how it looks.
Oh, we
I
just,
don't either.
Oh, my God.
It's gross looking.
Please, just put it in your mouth and eat it.
It doesn't really
I
have
took
any
you
flavor.
And we ate raw oysters. This
yeah,
is
be adventurous.
This is maybe it? A little bit grosser than that.
What's
what
grosser
is
than
it?
Raw oysters?
Yeah, I think this is just bread.
Yeah, there's a lot of breading, which is good.
Well, eat another one then.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, wait.
Get one with some substance to it.
Hold on, she's picking some breading off.
Well?
She's looking suspicious.
Is it gamey at all?
I don't even know what that means. People always say that. I don't know what that means.
Well, if you, you would
you
know
would
if
know.
It was gamey.
There's,
it tastes like a clam strip.
Well, I can tell you it's not a clam strip.
I kind of like clam strips. What is it?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. You know how we... we've mentioned on the show.
Is that a python?
No, well, I'm getting close to that. We've talked about the pythons, how they're invasive down in South Florida.
No.
And then we talked
about.
It's really not that
I'm
bad.
Not
they're not bad.
And then we talked about how now all of a sudden iguanas are becoming very invasive.
Maybe I should hold the plate.
Iguanas are becoming very invasive down in South Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, an article came out that said that not only are people, you know, trapping them to get rid of them, but now people are actually starting to catch them and eat them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so being very adventurous, Lori and Donnie go down to South Florida, to the Miami area last weekend, and they were hunting iguana. Mm. Well, they didn't catch any. Okay? So, sigh. But they didn't want to come home empty-handed, so they spent the afternoon in Miami gathering geckos.
No.
Those are geckos.
No.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Those are geckos.
No.
I tell you
fried
what.
Fried geckos.
Peel some of that breading back.
No. That's not a gecko.
That's a gecko.
Is it really?
Yeah, look at them. They're the right size, right? You ate a gecko.
I did.
Now, that you
but
could
like
be a survivor.
Mushy. Where's its little like bones?
Well, they debone them. It's a
How
process.
How do you do that?
It's a process because they're so small, Hannah.
It's just like deboning a fish.
Really?
Mm. You know,
that's just like a regular like gecko that Tilly eats.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll probably have gecko breath just like Tilly. Like she gets.
I don't know.
I don't want it. Did you make them? Is this a lie?
No, Lori made them.
Did you just find them in the yard?
Okay.
What? What is it?
You were right in the beginning.
They're clam strips.
Oh, are they? Are they? Because I really like clam strips.
They are clam strips.
They are
clam strips. I thought they tasted like. We kept saying, well, does it taste gamey? It's like... It might. I don't know what that means.
As soon as I saw this article in the paper this weekend, I was like, oh, this is
I got to come up with something.
I got to come up with something.
We
got
to try this. Right. So. Fried iguana.
Yeah.
They're clam strips.
Right. I mean, this is how involved I got in this whole thing. I went to the store and I got them yesterday, brought them home, put them in the freezer.
Had to size them out.
Hid them in the freezer just in case.
I took them to work with me, right? I took them to work with me along with a Tupperware, right? So that I could bring them back home in a Tupperware. And it had a little note on it that Lori wrote.
Yeah, make it look believable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been days in the making.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not actually.
Ty, do you like clam strips?
It's not a reptile.
Would you like one now?
No.
Okay.
But I'm remembering the Quiznos story and why
yes.
I can never
yeah,
go back.
Right.
And that's why I told Dad, I was like, if Ty says he's not going to eat them, don't make him do it. It will not end well.
Well, people are actually starting to eat these iguanas down there, and it's actually becoming a business. Some people are catching a lot of them. They're charging like, with bones, $49 a pound for iguana. Without bones, $59.
Just raw?
Well, that's what they're selling it for. But then
are they selling them raw? Because iguanas are like very dangerous to eat.
No, apparently not.
Any kind of reptile is like teeming with fucking bacteria and like terribleness. Like you can only really eat like the tail.
Well,
that's like the only real safe part
that you
can eat.
Well, I'm looking at this picture of this thing.
Like, if you eat any spinal cord tissue or the brain, you're like instant wicked rabies.
It doesn't say anything about that in this article.
Well, watch Naked and Afraid. That's facts.
But
don't eat reptiles.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Unless you.
It says here that the meat contains more protein than chicken, and members of some cultures believe it has medicinal properties.
Yeah, the medicinal properties are the ones that kill you.
Yeah.
A lot of people from the Caribbean islands call it Pollo de los Arboles.
They call it poison.
Chicken of the trees.
Ah.
You've heard of chicken of the seas? This is chicken of the trees.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they were smoking some trees.
Or some other sort of grass.
So let me ask you this. If you were starving to death, you wouldn't even consider it?
No. There are other things to eat.
No, I don't think so. This guy, apparently, he is importing 10,000 pounds of iguana a month.
I honestly was kind of hoping it would be snake. No. I watch those people eat those snakes all the time on Naked and Afraid, and it's like, what is that?
He says he's making
like
iguana sausage, iguana hot dogs, iguana burgers.
I don't know.
Seems like it'd be tough.
Says that you have to have a license to sell it, but you don't need a permit.
What's the difference between a license and a permit?
I don't know. Maybe the permit is to like sell it or something.
Maybe a food handling license,
A
restaurant.
How do you suppose he kills them?
I don't know.
No, what he does is he gets them and he puts them in a freezer. He freezes them to death.
That's cool.
Does he like catch them? Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know how to cook iguana burritos?
Sure. I think you're going to tell us anyway.
Well, you have to legally kill the iguana by shooting it in the head or stabbing it in the brain.
Well, I thought he freezes them to death.
Well, this guy does, but this is the way to do it.
Well, because
if you
want to
make burritos.
You can't make them into burritos if you've frozen them to death.
Yeah, then you got to You got to wash the iguana. Then you got to cut off its head, then cut a straight line underneath the belly to begin skinning it.
All right, so I'm already a vegetarian. I'm out.
Says remove the skin and guts so that just the meat and cartilage remain. If you want, keep the skins for tanning. You can make a nice pair of boots.
Nice belt.
Iguana boots. Says put the bodies in boiling water. Let sit for at least an hour or until tender. Add onions to the water for flavor. Says pick off the tender meat from the cartilage. Separate white and dark meats. Then use whichever type you prefer. And then says season the white meat with chili, lime, seasoning, curry, or any type of taco-friendly spice. Chop onions and chives, avocado, limes, and other desired toppings. Mix the onions and chives with the meat. Then saute the mixture on medium-high heat until it is soft. And then it says, place the meat in the center of a flour tortilla with avocado, sour cream, salsa, and other toppings. And then the last one says, wrap and enjoy.
Wrap and enjoy.
Okay, so you're, like, you're stewing it in all of its little, like, in like a bacteria punch.
Yes.
And then you're just adding all your ingredients to said bacteria water. Yeah. Love it.
Delicious.
Love it.
So...
gross.
I kind of tricked you.
You know, it's a government ploy to give all of South Florida rabies.
Yes, it's a population control mechanism.
Like,
real,
like, that way they can, you know, institute martial law to protect us from the zombies.
I do have a rabies story. I was going to tell it later, but I guess I can tell it now.
I might as well, man.
Did I ever tell you guys the story about... when Grammy was riding down the highway at night.
And the bat flew in?
And the bat flew in her car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Can you imagine being by yourself?
No.
Flying down the highway in the middle of the night. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. Absolutely.
Good old Grammy.
Yeah. She said that she just had the window cracked just a little bit, and all of a sudden she heard this, woof.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, all this squeaking and flapping around all over. She had to pull over, and somebody else pulled over, and of course, then she could have been killed by a serial killer.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, then you have an option: do I want to get killed by this guy or
this whatever
back in the bat-infested car?
Right. Whatever's flying around the car.
Right. It's just a bat.
Anyway, the story that I saw, this Sun City Center woman, Monday or Tuesday, she was out in her parking lot helping a friend get in their car. Well, when she went back in the house, she goes in the bathroom, and she's looking in the mirror, and she's like, what the hell's that on my arm? And she looks closer, and it was a bat.
Nope.
A bat had, like, when she was outside, clung to, like, her shirt.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
So what do you think she did?
Well, I would have passed out.
Yeah.
Thunk. Hit the floor. Done.
There definitely would have been some pee-pee dancing. Oh,
yeah.
Right. So anyway, what she did, because she's a lot braver than we are.
Apparently.
She grabbed a towel and smashed it on her arm.
She killed it?
Yeah, she killed it. She smashed it against her arm.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then,
that's worse.
Like worse.
Well, then she calls the Florida Health Department and says, look, I got this bat here. I'm not sure if it bit me or not, but can you come and take it for testing? Well, they did that, and the bat came back. The tests were positive for rabies.
Oh, no.
Right. But it turns out that she wasn't bitten. So she's not going to have to undergo all of those horrific shots like we all heard about when we were kids. Didn't you always hear,
if
you got, bitten by something rabid, that you had to get all those shots in your
it's
belly?
Like 26 shots in your belly button.
Mm-hmm. In your belly button?
I don't know if you have a belly button. It's somewhere.
It's right around there.
And I don't even know if that's even accurate. Yeah,
I think it is.
That's the real story.
There's a whole series of shots that go into your stomach.
But they do say that rabies... to humans is almost always 100% fatal.
Death.
Really?
Lethal, unless you get it treated like right away. So.
Well, is she moving? I'd be moving. I don't know.
Well, it's Florida,
how do you just smush it? Like,
yeah, how
oh
do you smush
God.
It?
Well, I mean,
go outside and like brush it off. Like,
yeah, but then that means you have to touch it. You know, I mean, what would you do?
Go outside.
I'd
it's
go
already
out...
touching you. Just go outside and flap your arms. I don't know. Don't mush it.
I'd be, taking my shirt off.
It's like accidentally stepping on a gecko. It's like, it's like the worst thing
squish.
In the world.
And well, see, the thing is, I don't know.
And they're big.
No, bats are
like a good squish.
Bats are usually pretty tiny. I mean,
but
it's
still,
like
a,
that'd
they
be
got
a
like
good squish.
It's like a
head.
Mouse with wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, really? You're going to squish it on your
on
arm?
You?
No. No, I mean, what does she have? Big bear hands?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Was she a big woman? Because I'm not doing it.
There's no way I'm...
The article didn't say whether or not she had bear
hands.
Well,
we need facts. Because this woman is insane.
This tiny little hand could not squish a live bat.
No.
Towel, no towel.
Break my arm.
Ugh. Ugh. God, no.
No, yeah, that's disgusting.
Bats are cool outside.
Yeah.
I love the bats outside.
And they're great for them.
Yes.
But
they're great for the mosquitoes.
Well, you got to get rid of it somehow.
Yeah, well,
Anna.
You don't squish it.
You well, keep it.
She couldn't have grabbed a cup, the old, you know, spider cup trick.
Oh, you're just going to just let it hang there until, you know, you figure out what to do? I mean, she's in a panic mode.
I'm taking my clothes off.
She's got.
Yeah, I'm going to be naked lady running through the house screaming. Mm-hmm. There's something.
We mentioned oysters a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And Hannah Claire, not too long ago, you and I went out together, and I convinced you to eat some oysters with me, some raw oysters.
Yes.
And we
don't
did that.
Don't do it. They're deadly.
I was very impressed with the number of oysters that you ate. I think you ate four or five of them.
Well, you got me all drunk. So what do you expect?
I have this article here. It says a Sarasota man died of an infectious bacteria after eating raw oysters. Mm-hmm. That the bacteria called Vibrio vulvanicus. Is often associated with eating raw or undercooked shellfish. The 71-year-old...
Shellfish.
Selfish.
Selfish. He was so selfish, he didn't share any of them. That's why he died. The 71-year-old Sarasota man was said to have eaten the contaminated oysters on July 8th and died 2 days later.
Yeah.
So... Gross. Whoa. Yeah, I don't know that I'll be eating any more oysters. I mean, because they truly
they
are.
Work with them
they're
anymore.
Like a natural filtration system.
Yeah.
And with all the crap that's in the waterways these days,
right,
you don't know what the hell you're going to get. I mean, didn't we do a story several weeks ago? What was it? Up in the Boston area that some of the seafood up there was all contaminated with pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, because a lot of people just flush them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So all that winds up in the waterway.
Yeah.
And then the oysters filter all that stuff through there. So now you could overdose on Vicodin just by eating a raw oyster.
Yikes.
Crazy.
Yeah. Avoid seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not all seafood.
All seafood.
Just avoid it.
After that, the Fukushima thing, all seafood.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
Mm-hmm. Fukushima.
Yep.
Fukushima, everybody.
What all is in that water mm-hmm. that those fish are swimming in?
I don't know. What else do we have here? Hey, P.W. Fenton posted today is the anniversary of the first moon landing.
Oh,
wow. Or is it?
I knew you were going to say
the
something
first
like
moon
that.
Fake.
Stanley Kubrick said that he faked it.
Well, when you consider that the movie 2001 came out before... The first moon landing?
Yeah.
That's a little suspect.
Yeah, the timing was a little off on that.
And, I mean, and here's the thing. If you look at 2001, A Space Odyssey, this guy, Stanley Kubrick, has had to have one hell of an imagination. Because, I mean, when I think of space... That's what I think about. I think that's it. That's my vision of space is what I saw in that movie. It's almost more realistic than the actual moon landing.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because that was fake.
And the movie was real.
Yeah. But don't say that to John Glenn. He'll punch you right in the nose.
Yes, he will.
He will. I've seen that.
He gets really pissy about it.
Because he knows.
I've seen Buzz Aldrin punch somebody in the face. For saying that too.
Yeah, I've seen a video.
I've met
of that.
Buzz Aldrin. That's cool.
Yes.
I like to.
What
let
was the other guy? The
that.
Other guy from Admiral Farragut. Wasn't that Alan Shepard?
No, I only met Buzz at Admiral
Farragut.
Buzz. I met Buzz.
I
thought Alan Shepard was over there.
He probably was, but I don't even remember Buzz.
Two of them.
Cool.
I think two of them did go to Admiral Farragut,
right.
But only Buzz came to visit.
Only one is named after a Disney character.
Yeah,
come
Buzz.
On.
Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do we have for a break?
About 5 minutes.
Eight minutes. Let me go through sports real quick then. Let's see. If you've been living under a rock, let me be the first one to tell you that the World Cup soccer tournament is finally over.
Cool.
It ended Saturday afternoon with France beating Croatia 4-2. Yay.
Yay.
Glad it's over. Is that rain?
It's
big
pouring.
Rain.
Big old fat rain.
It's been raining.
Right.
It's been raining all day. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game was Tuesday night. The American League beat the National League 8-6. If you like homers, this was the game to watch. There were 10 homers hit during the game, setting an all-star game record.
Dope. Which league are the Rays in?
American League.
And did they win or lose? I'm sorry, I lost track.
They won.
Okay.
American League won 8-6.
Okay, so we won.
We had one of our new good pitchers, Blake Snell. He pitched, I think his first pitch was hit out of the park. And then after that, he settled down and got the rest of the outs that were needed for the inning.
Nice.
So he didn't do too bad. I mean, he served up a home run, but with 10 home runs being hit in that game, so did everybody else.
Right. So. He was not alone. Mm-hmm. Good company.
Yeah, here's something fun. Seminoles' very own Brittany Lincecum teed off Thursday at the Barbasol Championship in Kentucky. Brittany Lincecum, are you familiar with Brittany Lincecum?
No.
She is one of our local heroes right here in Little Old Seminole. She's a golfer, went to Seminole High School, lived right here in Seminole. Oh. She's now a professional golfer on the LPGA. But on Thursday, she teed off for the first time in a PGA tournament.
Whoa.
One of six women in history to ever play in a PGA tournament.
Nice.
Girl.
Do they really have to be separated? Like, it's golf.
Yeah, right. You know, like, well, they do. What? I mean, I guess if you're playing for money or that kind of thing. Because they have, like, the men's tees and the women's tees, that kind
and
of
see,
thing.
And see, that's...
She's a big girl. I bet she plays from the men's tees.
I mean...
She's a big one.
I mean, what? They've got short dudes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
they got dainty little dudes, especially playing golf.
I don't know. They're all pretty in shape. The other five women who have previously played in the PGA tournament are...
great athletes.
Babe Diedrich Zaharias, Shirley Spork... She did this in the 50s. After the PGA tournament, she went on to invent the spork.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. You know about the
for
spork?
Real? I've heard is that
about
for real?
It. I don't know.
You lying?
No. Oh, no.
But if my name was Spork, that's what I'd do.
I'd be inventing some spoon-fork configuration.
That's Spock's fat cousin.
Susie Whaley was also in it. Annika Sorenstam and Michelle Wee, the other five ladies.
She has a very good time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wee.
Right. Our Tampa Bay Rays are back in action tonight after for the first time since the All-Star break. They face the Miami Marlins here at the Trop. Go Rays.
So, good thing they're indoors.
That's my sports.
Otherwise, they'd be rained out.
Rained out.
Yeah.
Rained out.
How are you going to deal with that with your new stadium?
Well it's got a glass roof.
Glass roof.
Yes.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I know. Well, that's what I said when I
magnifying glass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it could make it very hot in there.
Very hot in there. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be like ants under a magnifying glass in that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they're not probably going to have to since
it's going
to
be covered in bird poop.
It's $893 million to build.
$893 million to build it.
To build the new stadium.
Yeah, we can just throw that around.
Yeah, Tampa offered to put in.
Well, the Rays organization offered to put in like $150 million.
Yeah, glad we're putting that towards sports and not, you know, like feeding people.
Or, right. You know, paying our teachers. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
However you want to spend it.
Look, we've never fed people and we've never paid teachers. Why should we start now?
Right. Well,
maybe so this next coming generation isn't complete assholes.
Maybe they could, you know, do more than play sports.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Or mumble rap.
God, you're so negative against sports. God.
And mumble rap.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Can we take a break now?
Please.
Is it too early?
Please.
Is it still too early?
We can. It'd be better if we... Well, by the time you wrap up, you get so long-winded. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Why you're always picking up.
Mm-hmm. And that way you won't have to rush. Mm-hmm. And people can hear the phone number. Mm-hmm. Get your pencils ready. He's going to say the phone number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Write it down so you can call us.
Hey, did you hear about the chickens in Ybor City? I mean... It seems like several weeks ago they were talking about how they were trying to get rid of all the chickens. Apparently in Ybor City they have all these wild chickens that just run around the streets and stuff like that. So,
are you saying that chickens are now invasive?
Well, they were...
Maybe
we could
start hunting and eating chickens.
Well, some people were, oh my God. People were saying that something has to be done about the chickens. So what they decided to do is they were going to bring in mine did that too. They were going to bring in hawks to like chase the chickens away. That was last week.
I think they're going to have a hawk problem.
Well, I guess. But then this week the city council said, no, we're not going to do anything about the chickens. They've been here forever and they're going to stay here. Yeah. So that's that.
All right.
What's happening with our sound also?
I don't know. So we should probably go ahead and go to break.
All right, everybody. We're going to take
a
quick break.
I'm not sure if it's internal or external.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are at the end of our first hour. We still have a lot of show to get to. And we're going to take a break. Come back and get to the rest of the show. We're going to play Stump the Chump, I assume.
Yes, yes, we are.
All right, if you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.